You're listening to the Dad Bod Golf Pod with Kyle Rush and Ben Taylor.
What's up, everybody? We're back again. It's episode 282 of the Dad Bod Golf Pod. It's Kyle and Ben, and we are absolutely ready to rock. Tonight's episode is brought to you by BetOnline, the number one sports betting website in the country. Sign up today on your initial deposit. Use coupon code BLEAV, B-L-E-A-V, and get a 50% bonus on top of your deposit. So give them $100. They're going to give you 50 back free on top to play with. You got the NBA playoffs. You got basketball. They're battling right now. This is good, like, betting time, because teams start to kind of play like they're supposed to play. And if you get ride the hot picker, you can make some money. So NBA basketball, you got MLB, still early in the season there, but tons of sports every single day, and no better place to do it than BetOnline. It's where the game starts. How about that?
I don't watch NBA. I watched the other night for some reason, Jimmy Butler pouring 57 points,
and LeBron looks like a
friggin' phenomenal. 57 points.
It's incredible. It's incredible. And LeBron looks like he's just unstoppable as well. So it's good right now. It's good right now. Series are really good.
Wait, he's fat.
Who?
LeBron.
And he still runs like a 4.5.
He's still
I don't like him, but physically he's absolutely he's incredible.
He's my biggest letdown in sports. My wife and I were dating. He was in high school. We watched. She was like, "You need to watch this guy play. He's in high school." So I started watching him. I started loving him. And then he started being
a turd
and being still, LeBron. See, my biggest letdown in sport. My biggest letdown in sports is LeBron James. Maybe Phil Mickelson, but we're close.
All right, let me tell you something. Let's talk about something that was not a letdown this weekend.
Yes.
This past weekend, LIV Golf, I think, finally hit their possibly a turning point, and that was that the Australian event in Australia, that would make sense. The Australian event in Australia. Jesus Christ. So
you're great with geography.
They had a party hole. The Australians were absolutely fired up for them to be there. It was packed. Every image, every video you could see, it's just people forever. A lot of excitement.
Hold on. Before you go further.
Keep going.
Before you go further. The first image shown was when they set the hole up.
Yeah.
So they showed an image on, maybe it was Golf Digest, maybe it was Golf Channel. I'm not sure. They tried to poke fun at the setup of the hole. They compared it to 16 at the Waste Management. And they said, look at the difference. That's before anybody showed up. They got totally silent after the round actually started because the Australians showed up.
Yeah, they packed it out. I mean, obviously, it was probably, what, one-third the size of...
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. Maybe one-third the size of Phoenix, but I mean... That's had 15 years to build to what it is. This was the first time they've ever done it, and they packed it out. And then it helped that they had a hole in one, and here a hole in one by Chase Koepka. But here's the thing:
all the people, yeah.
Here's the thing about the party hole for LIV. That's great. The shotgun start. It's party all day long. There's no waiting.
Yes,
it's golf immediately. Every single, I mean, like,
you don't have to go at 6 and wait till your group to come through at 10:30.
No, you're getting
after 11 o'clock
it.
In the morning.
You're there, and every group comes through like immediately. So that's actually kind of cool. But yeah, so Chase Koepka hits a hole in one, and there's beer and drinks and everything everywhere. A lot like 16 at Waste Management. The thing though, I gotta say this: Chase Koepka gets very excited, okay, and then he says, "I'm him," several times, and pointed to himself. Like, okay, first of all, the phrase, we're overplaying that, by the way. When we say so and so is him, like, first that's overplayed. Like, that's no longer cool anymore. Okay,
yeah, only Tiger is him. Okay.
Nobody is him. There's only one him, and nobody is him except for him. And everybody saying that they're him is not him. So how about that? So it's way, way overplayed. But yeah, Chase Koepka hits a hole-in-one, and it was like, it reminded me of, do you remember the old video on ESPN of the bowling guy who bowls the strike and gets really excited? He just says some random things that he goes, what did he say? He goes,
the
who do you
skinny
think
guy?
You are? Who do you think you are? I am. He says things that like don't really make sense, but he's super excited.
Yes.
That's a lot how I felt about Chase Koepka. It was the bowling guy. I can't think of the guy's name, but you everybody knows who I'm
he
talking
reminded
about.
Me of like a Will Ferrell movie.
Yeah.
Like that was his response was almost like, okay, somebody's giving him a script and he is acting out Will Ferrell's character, which it is kind of funny, not to change lanes on this, but there is a movie coming out. Will Ferrell plays.
It's a series.
A guy.
I
is.
Think it's a series, actually. Yes. I don't.
Looking
what's it
forward
gonna be
to
on?
It.
What's it going to be on?
If it's a series, it's got to be Netflix or HBO. That's like the only two things that do. Well, Amazon Prime does. So I guess that's the only three things they can do it on.
Yeah, so I can't. I've seen rumblings of that. That could be that would be absolutely outstanding if that's the actual case.
If
that if actually
they have
happened.
Not finished filming, that will be in the series. Let me just tell you, that will be Will Ferrell will play
one.
That character. Yes,
and he'll hit a hole in one and
yes.
say, "I'm him.
I'm him."
He's gonna lean into that. So
yes.
It needs to be like it needs to be a mixture of Ricky Bobby and. It needs to be a mixture of Ricky Bobby and then what's the movie where it's politics and he's like, he like running.
Oh,
for
the
like,
campaign? Well, he's Cam.
Cam. Yeah. He's got to be a mixture of Ricky Bobby.
I sent
and
you,
Cam.
Remember, I sent you a thing when I outdrive you, I said, welcome to the show, MF-er.
Yeah. Welcome to the show. Welcome to the Dadgum show. No, it could be epic, but,
yes.
I think they found something this week. Can they recreate it when they come back to America? I think that's the key. And then parlay that into viewership. Like, how do you parlay that into, you know, people wanting to actually watch it on TV? Because that's how they're going to keep this thing going is they got to make money with television deals and things like that.
Yeah.
So, Tulsa's the next one. It's coming up in I don't know what, 2 or 3 weeks. It's
3 weeks.
3 weeks in Tulsa. So, and then DC is like 2 weeks after that. So it's we'll have some America action. They'll get to come back after.
Get the crowds out, please. I'm telling you, they're fun to watch. I know it's on.
The CW.
CW or whatever it is, or CW Jabama or up here locally. But if you get a chance, please watch them because it is fun to watch. I mean, especially stuff like that. They are, I mean, same guys you just saw playing the Masters now are doing this. So if you get a chance, watch them. I'm not, as Kyle and I have said, we're not pro live. We're not pro PGA. We're pro golf. So if you can, just watch golf if you get a chance to do it.
Yep, it's fun. The 4 Aces, are they back? I mean, they came, they roared back. I mean, Taylor Gooch won by like a million shots.
Yeah. As DJ said, they never left.
Yeah, they never left, exactly. No, the Range Goats, I thought they were going to get their first dub. That's the team that I picked from the beginning. I thought we were about to get our first dub. Taylor Gooch won his first. Maybe was that his first win on Live? I think
it was because he didn't win last year under DJ and the 4 Aces, and then he got traded, and so he went to the Range Goats, which we like just because it's Bubba and the Range Goats. Which little inside information: apparently, my dad has been listening to the pod, and his request is to get Bubba on. So there's challenge sent out, Kyle.
All right, I'll reach out to my contacts in Pensacola and see what I can come up with.
That's what I told him. I said, "Yeah, Dad, that's so easy. Like, you know what? I'm gonna defer. Kyle's got his number. I'm gonna get Kyle to buzz him and see if we can get him on."
Yeah, I might. I don't know. I'll make a couple phone calls, see if we can make that happen. Nah, so but yeah, it ended up being a shootout. Four aces win by one shot, which is kind of crazy. But yeah, it was electric. It was an electric atmosphere. I wish it could have been on like an American time frame on TV because it would have been a lot of fun to watch. But anyway, before we move on, talk a little bit about what we're going to talk about coming up. Ben and I play golf together, and there's just endless laughs and fun stories to talk about. So we're going to talk about that for the rest of the show. Before we do that, take a look at Ben right now. Almost head to toe, decked out in Bad Birdie apparel.
Do
The
you want
hat, the
to see
hat.
what's down low?
No, I don't. It's a Bad Birdie down there. It's got the brand new flat bill, crisp polo. I think he's missed a button. I don't know. Check
No.
it. Did you miss a button?
No. One, two,
Okay.
three.
Okay. It looks
Matter of
like he
fact,
missed
look, look, I'll undo. Look at there.
a button. Let
Looking
the
good.
hamburger meat come out.
There you go. Look at that. Look, that sex walking. You
If
like
you
that?
haven't, if you
You
haven't
like
seen
that?
it, if you have not checked it out yet, you guys need, I mean, you got to go check out their website, download their app. Their polos are absolutely electric. Like every single one of them, they make you feel like when you look at them, it makes you, if you're not a print guy, like for whatever reason, it just makes you want to wear it and be loud. I don't know. They just draw you to them. So
Kyle's not a print guy. Kyle is.
I've never been a super loud clothing wearer, and like it's got me wanting to like color code coordinate my shoes and my shirt and every and like pants and everything. I love everything about them, but it feels fun. How about that? It just feels fun. So check them out. Save 15%. Use coupon code DAD15, and you can take 15% off already incredibly low prices for golf polos in general.
By the way, the material, dude.
Yeah, I mean it's top
If you,
notch.
I can tell you right now, if you live south of Kentucky and you don't buy one of these shirts, you're stupid.
Oh,
Because,
you're gonna be super cool when it gets to be about that 106 heat index and it's
absolutely
just
phenomenal.
muggy swamp butt. They're gonna be spectacular.
Even the
But
hat, look at the holes. Look at the holes.
yeah, breathable hat. Everything about them is great. Check them out. Bad Birdie Golf Apparel. Coupon code DAD15 for 15% off. All right, so me and Ben finally played golf together last week for the first time in a really, really long time. And I mean, I don't even know where to start, Ben. I mean, you sent me like a bulletin list of like 100 things. I mean,
Okay, so
I'll
I
just
got
let
it.
you
Let's
let's
just
just you just run down the list and
start from the top. First off, Kyle was doing something on the range that I didn't know what he was doing.
Yeah.
And I thought he was working on something on the range. That carried over into hole one, and I was like, what the hell is this guy doing?
Yeah.
And
Yeah.
you've got your club turned inward, you're coming out, dropping your shoulder back in, you're coming through, you're
Yep.
trying to turn it over. I was just like, I
There's
am
a lot going
so
on.
confused. Look,
A lot going on.
I'm a stupid golfer. Kyle can tell you, I'm the guy that is as simple as I can keep it, I'm going to keep it. And Kyle is the total opposite, where if he can jump in your head and be a brain cell that's going to rattle around, he's doing it. And on the range, you did great on the range. I was watching you because
Did great on the front nine. Did the great on the front nine.
I would hit and I'd turn around and I'd watch Kyle on the range. He'd hit and I'd be like, okay, that's working, whatever he's doing. And then we got on the front nine, whatever you were doing, it was working. And I
Then it
was,
run. Then it unraveled.
now, what I need to say is, those of you, this is the club head, right? Kyle is addressing the ball. This is the ball. That's how Kyle's addressing it. And he's coming
Yep.
back and then he's coming through. And I just was like, I don't want to ask him because I'm going to start thinking about it and then it's going to really mess my world up.
All right,
But it was something you were working on.
let me explain. Okay. I don't know why. I don't know why, but about two times in my golfing career, I've gone through this thing where all of a sudden, I don't know if it's from my swing getting longer, me getting lazier, but my spin on my ball increases. Like it goes absolutely crazy. And it gets to the point where I can't really close the club face. And my swing speed is the same,
But that's what I'm asking. How does that happen? Because you're supposed to have higher speed swing to increase the spin.
Well, the faster I swing, I'm adding I think it has a lot to do with just being lazy and using being real armsy, not a lot of body turn, and I'm flipping my wrists and things like that. But I add a ton of loft to the club. I got my driver cranked down as low as it'll go. It's about I have a 9-degree driver, and I have it on the stealth, and I have it on the lowest setting,
which is 7. Go,
which is like either 7.5. I think it's like 7.5 degrees, and I have it set to a draw.
And those of you curious, if you're wondering how that matches up, Kyle has his set at a 7 to 7.5, whatever it is. He's got it on the lowest setting. I hit the sim 2. Mine is actually set. I got a 9. It's set on 10.5, and I still hit the ball lower than Kyle does.
Yeah. So I had great advice. I thought I got great advice from Blaine Barber one time. I was like, man, I'm doing this thing and the ball's doing this. And he goes, says, well, do the opposite.
Yeah.
Do the opposite. If that's not what you want to do, do the opposite. And I was like, wow. Okay. So I clearly, if I'm hitting it high and right, I'm coming out the end. So let's try to go in to out. So I started watching on Instagram. Everybody's seen this guy, the cow swing. Have you seen this? The cow swing on it. So that's what I'm trying to do. I'm trying to reverse my loop. So I'm looping the other way. I'm going inside, then coming back over the top. So now I'm trying to go outside and come back in and come back inside.
It's uncomfortable to watch, honestly.
It is, and the timing's impossible, and I'm already out of that. I just finally said I got to have a lesson, so I got a lesson. I'm out of it. But you know, when the timing's there, it works fine. I can keep the ball in play. The iron thing is different. I kind of pre-hood the club a little bit, so I can because I'm flipping and all that good stuff. So I don't do that. I'm not doing that right now either. It's been bad. I've been trying to find something and. It's just no consistency, and that was just more of no consistency.
And where are we now after a lesson? What are we doing now?
We shortened my backswing out, which I had have a really long backswing. I wrapped the club over my head and everything. Shorten the backswing, getting spread out a little bit more, trying to be a little bit more athletic, and it's helped out. It's helped out a lot. I'm able to. Really reduce spin, big time, shallow out a lot more. It's hard to shallow out when you're here. It's hard to get back shallow, and it's all a timing game. But yeah, it's I hit the ball really good the last time I played. Still getting used to some of the things about it. I didn't think I'd score terribly, but made a couple birdies, felt good, hit the ball, got the ball out there like I want to hit it. Like it's really frustrating to hit the ball, you know, on like a track man and have numbers and everything where you're hitting the ball, you know, carrying it over 270, 280 yards. And then you get out there and all of a sudden over the course of a couple of months, you can't fly it over like 250 yards or that's the max. And when you hit it, it stops right there. You get no roll. It's just really frustrating. So I think I may have something I can start kind of coming out of it, but it's been frustrating, but Ben caught me at the lowest of the low.
I caught him at 10 cup inside the Winnebago with all kinds of contraptions hooked up to him. But yeah. I will say, I make fun of Kyle being a quote unquote, this is not a good term to use, but I say a mental midget where he gets to thinking too much.
Mm-hmm.
Same thing as I'll move on to point number 2. Kyle can tell you I am the range king.
Yeah.
I will literally flush every ball I hit on the range. And somehow between when we get in the cart and drive from the range to the first tee, I completely lose all composure.
Yeah. It's the weirdest thing. Like,
and I can feel it. I can feel the swing difference. I know that it's different. I can't
tell. And the thing about if you're warming up next to Ben, he will tell you every single shot that's hit like in the screw. Like even though you can hear it, he's going to audibly tell you that he hit it in the screws every single
time. Because I can't do it on the course.
Yeah.
I'm like, where's this coming from? Why am I doing this?
And your irons make a very unique sound whenever you catch one in right in the grooves.
Yeah.
They make a very, very unique sound. It's like a crack almost, like a, I don't know. It's very unique, and it's unmistakable when you center it up, and you were striping it on the range for sure.
I can't figure it out. So I keep talking about him having his issues. I got my issues all together, and that carries over in the course. And that's the next bullet point. If there's a double out there, I'm going to find it. I don't know what it is. Now, Kyle can tell you, I also will have some miraculous saves, but
the thing about your doubles,
middle of the fairway and make a double.
Here's the difference between your doubles and my doubles. My doubles come from being off the course. I'll hit one off the course, have to re-tee, or I'll hit it into a hazard, have to drop. You are going to be in play almost every single time off the tee box. And it's like you just have a brain fart at two or three times around on your approach shot. You're going to have a brain fart and something's going to go awry. And that's where yours come from. It's crazy. It's the complete opposite of me.
Listen, I'm going to skip over something. I'm coming back to it just because of Kyle's tight shirt this past weekend. But you mentioned that. So we get to 12.
Yeah.
Kyle has ridiculed his father for 12.
Yeah. All right. So
they have got an added bunker.
At my course, number 12 is a par 5, and it's the easiest hole in the course. Okay. So what they did was at about 100 yards, they created a new fairway bunker, but the hole is so short. Such a short par 5, like it's very rare that anyone ever hits in the bunker. Like I've never, up until the member guest where I play with my dad, I've never seen anybody hit out of the new that since October. I've never seen anybody hit out of that bunker. So I don't even know that there's been a rake in it. Like it's just it's a bunker, but it's there. It's almost there. Like if you just hit a bad shot, it'll catch it. But like, you could easily lay up short of it, but like most of the people, you're flying way over it and you're around the green because it's a short par 5. So I ridiculed my dad because we played it 3 times and he hit it in the bunker, that bunker 3 times. I'm like, they don't even have a rake in it. Like what? Nobody. I've never seen anybody hit out of this bunker. Like that's the only time I've got.
Keep in mind, he and his dad are teammates, and
I have never seen anybody hit out of this bunker. Like, and he's like, I just don't understand why people don't hit in this bunker more. I mean, it's right there in the way. I was like, Dad, either you fly it over the bunker or you leave it short. Like it's that simple. Like,
or you go way right of it. Like there's nothing right of it.
I mean, there's another bunker, right? But I mean, you kind of
yeah, but it's up by the green.
Still,
and then the other one's way short of the green.
Still, like you just can't hit in the bunker. It's like 50 or 60 yard bunker shot. Like it's impossible. So he hits it in every time, and I'm just like livid. I'm like, why? I mean, you do it once. I'm like, okay, I've learned. There's a bunker there, so I'm either gonna no 3 times, pew, 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 all 3 times he's in the bunker. So I told Ben that story when we get like on the tee box. I think I told Ben that story when we get on the tee box.
Literally on one, yes.
And I hit my drive on the right side on a down slope of the fairway. So the ball's way below my feet. I probably should have just laid up. Like I probably should have just laid up. But it's wide open. If you can just hit the ball with it below your feet,
and it's so short.
Yeah. So
especially
I had probably,
somebody like you.
Yeah, I had
really
200
short.
Yards in. It should have been an easy shot, and you know, but it below my feet in the rough a little bit. I kind of snagged it, and you know, hit like a chunky roller, and it rolled all the way down in that damn bunker. I said, please go in that bunker so I can tell my dad. Please go in that bunker so I can tell my dad.
It was phenomenal.
I think I called him from the bunker. Ben was so excited. Ben was so excited that it went in that bunker. He's like, oh, I can't wait till you tell your dad that.
But Kyle told me the story before we played.
Yeah.
He told me the story when we played. And then he tells our playing partner as we're playing hey, do you remember that bunker on 12? Like, my dad hit in that three times. Can you believe he hit in that three times? And like, how does that happen? And then we get up there and Kyle hits it. And I was like, this is the most glorious story I've ever had in my life.
Yep,
Kyle has ridiculed his father for the last 48 hours about hitting into this bunker. And then Kyle hits it in the bunker.
Yep. I texted him. I said, I just hit in the bunker on 12, LOL, the one you spent the whole weekend in. And he said, that's good enough for you. He said, why don't you just aim right?
I love it.
So
dude, that same hole, to let y'all know, I'm not a long hitter like Kyle. I had 6-iron in the green and still flew the green, like still went over the green. Kyle was begging for it to get down.
If you hit the green right now, it's going to go off. But
So I, on a par five, me having a 6-in is equivalent to most people having an 8 or a 9-in.
I hit it fat and just kind of chunky poo poo roller down there, and it just rolled in the bunker. You were there. I said, please go in the bunker.
You did.
I said, please go in the bunker so I can tell my dad. See, I have that kind of sense of humor. So I said,
listen, I started trying to grab my phone to record it. Like when you said, please go in the bunker, I'm like reaching up trying to get my phone. I was like, please go in the bunker.
So yeah, I played.
Talked about this for the last week about his dad being in it.
If you've played this course, I have played from the unplayable bunker that nobody's ever hit in. I think my dad has hit in it 3 times. I've hit in it once. That's the 4 times that anybody's ever hit out of that bunker.
They need to. It needs to be the Rush Bunker.
It has to.
Let's just call it that from here on out. I will say this. Speaking of embarrassing moments, the shirt you wore was a little too tight.
No, it's athletic. Athletic cut.
That's for athletic people.
I'm very athletic now. I'm just kind of chubby. I'm just a little soft. Oh man, you kidding me? You talking about my nips were sticking out? Is that what it is? Is that what it is?
I didn't know. I just get aroused when I play. I didn't know whether to give you a dollar already up front, or should I wait to the end, or should I ask for a private dance or a VIP room, or how do we work?
Golf gets me there. What can I say? Golf just gets me there. So that's just part of it. Hey, nips are out. If you're going to play with golf with me, just be ready. Nips out. I'll tape them down. How about that? I'll tape them down next time.
It was 80 degrees, and you'd have thought Kyle was playing in 55-degree weather before it was all said and done with. Let me tell you something.
Percolating.
It was sexy. I appreciate it. It was sexy.
Percolating.
I've seen sex walking. You define what that was.
Exactly. There's no doubt about it. Bad birdie's got me feeling a certain way. That's all I got to say.
Speaking of bad birdie, you mentioned it earlier. Kyle has made an adjustment. Okay, when I first started playing with Kyle, a lot of navy blues, a lot of blacks, a lot of grays, a lot
very
of
Adam Scottish, very Adam Scottish.
No, not even that. You were more just London. That's what you were. You were just London. You were just, they don't wear anything bright because it's always raining. That was you.
Shorts long, a little bit longer than you like to have them.
But look at Kyle now. I mean, right now, he's even got a pink shirt on. He's going bright. He's going Ben Taylor-esque.
Ben, I got to be honest. I think I'm going through a midlife crisis. I think I 100% think that's what's happening. I'm 37. All of a sudden, I want my pants to be tighter. I want my shirts to be tighter, more colorful. I think I'm going through a midlife crisis. That's the only thing that makes sense.
You're doing well with it. You're not doing like most guys where they go through it and they got Tom Hardy shirts where they're trying to ride a motorcycle and they bought a Lamborghini that doesn't work. You're doing it with bright colors and golf, man. You're doing it the right way.
Right now I'm really focused on my shirts have colors that match my golf shoes. That's big right now for me. I don't know why. Like, it's a big dilemma that I'm going through. It's like, I got to make
Kyle's sure. Kyle's going through what I've been through for my entire life, the golf shoe thing.
Maybe it's not a midlife crisis.
Bro, I got so many shoes in my closet, and I have ordered more.
I got another one coming.
I've sent them to Kyle that what's coming, what I've gotten.
Yeah, those are outrageous, by the way.
I've got 30 pairs of golf shoes in my garage. My wife is not happy.
Are the new ones you bought golf shoes? Or are they they're just Jordans?
No, they're J's, but the thing is, they look like the Tony Finau J's. Like, they have a grip under them. They're just not quote unquote golf shoes.
I got you. I'm really into the Jordan Lowe's right now. The ones Lowe's right now.
Yeah.
I got the all whites coming. I got the dusty pink and black ones. I'm probably going to buy like a new color, like, I don't know, once a quarter.
Kyle and I were talking about this when we played. So Kyle wore, when we played, pastel, what was it? Purple, green, and what?
I don't know, something like that. Yeah.
Something, the Nikes. And I told him, I said, I love it. I said, because when we watched the Masters, Cam Young is playing at the Masters, and the play-by-play guys were making fun of his shoes, and they said, look at the pastels on that. And that's when it hit me. I was like, something's wrong with me, because I actually love the friggin' shoes that he's got. He's got pastel greens on the tips, like pastel purples in the back, and then pastel pink, like on the saddle. I was like, those things are friggin' awesome. Where do I get those? And then the play-by-play guys on the Masters were like, this is awful. You shouldn't be wearing this. I go, what are you guys talking about? These things are awesome.
No fun.
Yeah.
No fun.
I'm a big fan. Speaking of which, I will say, now we gotta move on. And I say, in your opinion, what could you do to drop your score right now? And what could I do? And then I'm going to reverse that. I'm going to say what I could do and what I think you could do.
Okay, so you want me to give my opinion how I can lower my score?
Yeah, how you can lower your score, and then how I can lower my score. And you can't use on mine, you can't use no more doubles, because I use that all the time. So you can't use that.
All right, so my score, I think if I could just simply be in play off the tee box more consistently, I think that would help my scores dramatically. So if mm-hmm. I could find a tee shot with some distance, without so much daggum spin, and I could get it out there. If I could figure out how to hit a lower shot, a lower tee ball, if I could if I could just lower my ball flight in general, that mm-hmm. that would probably make a big difference. For you, it may be the opposite. It may be the opposite. If you could figure out how to get the ball in the air, that might, especially with your irons, because nothing holds. Like especially if you're playing, you know, a course like ours right now where the greens are harder, you know, if you're hitting anything over like an 8-iron in, it's just going to, you either got to play short or it's not going to hold. So I think if you could get more spin, how about that? If you could create mm-hmm. more spin, I think you would score better. And I think if I could reduce spin, hit it lower, I would probably score better.
All right. No, I completely – I agree and disagree with both those.
Okay.
With you, I'll judge you first. With you, the mental aspect. I think you're a much better golfer than what you give yourself credit for, and I think you could jump through these hoops when I think you just need to go out and just swing the hell out of it and just play golf.
Yeah.
Like when we're playing good and we're in scrambles and we've got – I don't know, no money on the line, and you've had a beer or two, you pound the ball. Like, I wish I could do that. So that would be you. It just let it go. Now, I know you can't do that because you like to be coached. So I know that's tough. That's like probably the toughest thing ever for you to do.
Yeah.
Because you're like, hey, Ben, tell me. He tells me all the time, even when we're playing, we're partners and we're betting against one another. And Kyle's like, what do I have here? What do you think I should do? And I'm like, I should just give him nothing but wrong numbers because.
Yeah, you should. I would do it.
I got a beer on the line right here. I could easily cash in at the end and drink free all night but I feel bad because I know he seriously wants to do that. Like, Kyle really thinks about his game. I don't think at all. Like, no practice swings. I step up there, I hit it, nothing. I think with me, and I've said this numerous times, and I cannot make myself do it, I agree with you, what you said about the spin and hitting it higher. I also think that I should go for more middle of the green and quit trying to go for the pin. Because my putting game is okay. It's not great, but I can usually lag it or at least get it within 3 feet. I'm comfortable. Kyle can tell you, I'm comfortable at a 3, 4, 5, 6 footer. That does not bother me.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know why I just, for some reason, keep going for pins instead of just going. I could look at Kyle and go, when we're playing together, and say, hey, what's the center of the green? 150? Okay. I just need a stock 150 club.
Probably play faster, play better. Like, just find the center of the green and just hit it there.
And I don't do it. I mean, I stand over it and I'm like, yeah, but if I do this and if I do this and if I start, the mental games start going with me too. So that just proves that.
Let's do that next time we play. Next time we play, that's what we're going to play, a whole round that way. And
will you make me hit center of green every time?
Both of us. We're going to find the middle of the green, find a yardage that will get us to the middle of the green, and that's all we're going to do. We're going to aim at the middle of the green. If we miss right, if we miss left, in theory, you may should still be on the green if you hit it good. So let's just left. We're going to do that next time we play.
Like no pin. Just no forget pin. The pin, wherever it is.
No pin.
Must be nice.
What's next?
That's it, man. The only thing, we've already covered it. We talked about the DJ deal and talked about, you know, Bruce and Liv and all that. So we're done.
Good deal, man. Well, I love
that
talking
shirt's
about,
not as tight as it usually is. So I appreciate that.
Yeah. This is a little bit, I don't know. I kind of feel uncomfortable. I feel like I'm wearing a potato sack or something.
We get on and Kyle looks at me. He goes, oh, that the new shirt? And I go, yeah. He goes, way too loose.
Yeah, that's way too. I'm telling you, man, I'm going through a midlife crisis. I don't know what it is. I've lost a little bit of weight.
Look at there.
I've lost a little bit of weight, so I feel like I got to wear. I don't know. I got joggers. I got like 10 pairs of joggers. I got
the joggers Primo. Look good though.
Yeah, I got the Primo shorts. By the way, this is, I'm gonna give a little shout out to Primo too. The best golf shorts.
Yeah,
hands down. Like, they got great joggers. Their golf shorts are vastly underrated. They are the best golf shorts out there. I'm telling you, if you want to save and get, they got all the same colors that they have in the joggers, they have in the shorts. Mm-hmm. They're tighter fitting, but it's a comfortable tighter fitting. So it's not, they don't bunch up. They're breathable. They stretch. They're spectacular. They're absolutely spectacular. They're my favorite shorts that I have are my Primo golf apparel shorts. Use coupon code DADPOD15. Take 15% off your order. Save big, man, on already both of the companies we're talking about right now. They got high quality stuff, and they're just, even without discounts, their stuff's very affordable. So definitely check out Primo. Their stuff's really great. Anyway, we're going to be back in a couple of days. Appreciate you guys. The golf's a little bit slow. It should be starting to pick up just a little bit more. We'll have some tour talk here. Hopefully we'll get some couple of rounds in together. We can talk some more stuff and get some content and things like that. So appreciate you guys listening. Have a great rest of the week. It's episode 282 of the Dad Bod Golf Pod. And we're always.
You've been listening to the Dad Bod Golf Pod. Always stroking.